Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black, colored, Negro, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
I definitely will vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
Why, what the heck do with that? Well, I say I'm over 65, I put it that way.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you feel yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Oh. Repeat that? What?
I'm sorry. Regardless of how you've previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Well, yeah, I like the way he's handling things.
Okay. Do you strongly approve him or somewhat approve him?
Oh, somewhat approve. Well, handling things, I'll say strongly approve.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What were those choices?
Are you very satisfied?
No, I'm not very satisfied. I'll take that one out.
Are you satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh, my. I'll just put, I'm just not satisfied, very dissatisfied, actually.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
About the same. Mm-hmm. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, border security, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people?
Oh.
You can select up to two of those.
Oh, my. That was so many choices. Oh, my God.
Would you like me to repeat it again?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'll just say when you call it.
Okay. Improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs,
that
protecting
one,
abortion rights.
Lowering the cost of prescription drugs, protecting
okay.
abortion
healthcare
rights.
And prescription
yes.
and abortion rights.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings. So are some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Elisa Slotkin?
Oh, yeah. I heard of her.
From 0 to 100, how would you grade it? Being the 100, the best for her, and 0, the least favorable for her?
I give her 85.
Kamala Harris?
I give her a 95.
How would you grade? 95. Mike Rogers?
I don't really know Mike Rogers, so I'll give him a 10.
And Tim Scott?
9.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Hill Harper?
Is he running for something? I'd give him a 50.
Democrats in Congress?
I give them 80.
Joe Biden?
I'm going to give him a 95.
Hakeem Jeffries?
95.
Donald Trump?
How about a minus 0?
Okay, thank you. And Cornel West?
Who?
Cornel West.
I can't say I heard of him. Probably
okay.
have, but
thank
I don't
you.
Recall.
Okay, don't worry, thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Biden. I will vote for Biden.
Thank you. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump
no,
on Thursday
I
night?
I couldn't stand to watch it. I've made up my mind,
okay.
So no, no.
Even though you didn't see the debate yourself, did you hear, read, or see something about the debate, for example,
yes,
from friends
yes,
or online?
I did.
And a lot or some information?
Pardon?
Did you heard or see, read a lot or some information?
I heard about it from the Women's on the View. And I did glance at a couple of minutes of it.
Okay, thank you. And did what did you hear, read, or see about the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
No. No, I did not.
So you will say much less likely?
Much less likely.
You, to support Biden for president is more likely?
No, not less likely, no.
Okay.
I would vote
and what
for
did
him
you read?
Because
okay.
there's no other.
There is no other. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did you hear or see about the debate make yourself or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
For how many years? 6, 8? Donald Trump, no. Mm-mm. I ain't never thought about
so
voting
much,
for him.
much less likely. And yeah. What did you read, see, or hear that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
He is... I don't know the words to say. He just gets away with everything. Everybody else have to pay for what they do wrong. Him, he just go on about his business. No, I just dislike the man.
Okay, moving on. Now I'd like to read you some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. I will read you some choice, some options, and you can tell me this one, okay, if you like. Donald Trump getting elected for president again. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety.
The Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Okay.
Right, Donald Trump being elected again.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with this issue, okay?
Okay.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom, who will be handling better this issue, Trump or Biden?
Biden.
You will say somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Would you say Trump or Biden will be handling this issue better?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better, Biden?
Somewhat better.
And growing the U.S. economy?
Biden.
Biden, somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Fixing the immigration system will be handling better, Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Rising crime and violence, who will handle it better, Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better. How many more questions do you have?
We're almost done. And the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Trump or Biden?
Who is much better at doing something about it?
Yes, Biden,
not Trump.
Somewhat better or much better, Biden? Okay, you will say somewhat better, Biden, or much better, Biden?
Much better, Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections, generally speaking. Do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Oh, I'll repeat that question. I didn't quite.
Okay. Yes, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair for you?
Very fair.
And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
That's just so funny. Oh, my God. Where were these people born? They don't know black people.
So why you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree with that statement?
I disagree with that statement. Oh, my God.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often.
All
often,
the time.
Not often.
Probably.
Very often, then.
Very often.
And from which of the... Okay, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, or X, Instagram, or other?
Other.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat?
Very.
And how often do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Mm-hmm. Several times a year?
Twice
or
a
hardly
week.
Ever or never?
Twice a week or more.
Twice a week. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Right. None of my neighbors are white.
None. Neighbors are white or no? None. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban, suburban.
Urban or suburban? Suburban. Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
They were what?
They were born outside of the United States.
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do I have what now?
I'm sorry, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and time.
Okay, then. Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.